Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening,
everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, Auntie Betty, will you go ahead and lead us in the reading of Joshua 14, correct?
Yes, Joshua 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherit in the land of Canaan, with Eleazar the priest and Josh the son of Nun, and the head of the father of the tribe of the children of Israel, distributor for inherit to them. By the lot was their inherit as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses has given the inherit to two tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan. But unto the Levite he gave none inherit among them. And the children of Joseph was two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part to the Levite in the land. They city or dwell in their suburb for the cattle and their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua, Gilgad, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses and the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren went up with me and made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore unto that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy foot hath trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake the word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am strong this day as I was the day of Moses, when he sent me, as my strength was then, even so my strength now, for woe, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heard in that day how the Amalekites was there, and that the city was great and fenced. If so be the Lord will, with me, then I will be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritor of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the Kenizzite until this day, because the holy follow Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kiljabar, which Abar was a great man among the Amalekites, and the land was rest for war. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Right. I didn't have any additional callers, so I'm just going to go ahead with our program. Can you guys hear me? Can you all hear me?
A lot of static.
A lot of static.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, and we didn't hear the first roll call.
I didn't do one. I'm getting ready to do
one. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. We have with us this evening Hubert, Mom, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Loretta, Auntie Betty, and let me make sure that somebody just come in. And myself. Good evening.
Amen.
Everyone.
Good evening.
Good,
good
evening.
Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we're going to go ahead with our program. Welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his name. But this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Loretta, would you start us off with the opening prayer?
Oh, I was not prepared. Wait a second. Okay, God of grace, we open our hearts, mind, and soul to worship to you. Thank you that today we dwell in your kingdom and live in your presence. Thank you that as we gather together, we join with all Christians across the world to glorify your holy name. Father God, we ask that you allow us to hear what's being shared today on the prayer line and to come be with us, inspire us, and lead us in our time together. We ask all this in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Loretta. And we're just going to go ahead into our worship song. Let me introduce the song first. The title of the song is called The Call, and the singer is Isabel Davis.
Almighty God, Thank you. 22:11-21. He that is unjust, let him be unjust. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandment, that they may have right to the tree of life. hold on a minute, that had a right to the tree of life and entered through the gate into the city. For without dogs and scornful, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth, maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, let us hear, say, come, let him that is Antichrist come. And whosoever walk, let him take, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add these things, God shall add unto him the pledges that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the word of this book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the thing which was written in the book. He which testified these things say, surely I come quick. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Be with you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. You carry out a revelation. Amen. Amen. Next, we have Auntie Dodd.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 34. I would bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast the Lord. The human shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exhale his name together. The Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fear. They looked upon him and was lightened. Their faith was not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped ground about them that feared him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dodd, out of Psalm 34. Next we have Loretta. Loretta.
Okay, you ready for me? Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, my reading is out of Romans 12, 9 through 13. Love must be sincere. And what we're experiencing today, I just think this is a good part to read. It says, love in action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual favor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Amen.
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 Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Loretta. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. There's 2 verses, 4 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Proverbs. Proverbs. All righty. Next we'll have Gilbert.
I'll be coming out of Ecclesiastes 9:13-18. I also saw under the sun this example of wisdom that greatly impressed me. There was once a small city with only a few people in it, and a powerful king came against it, surrounded it, and built a huge siege work against it. Now there lived in that city a man poor but wise, and he saved the city by his wisdom. But nobody remembered that poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength, but the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are no longer heeded. The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Ecclesiastes. Okay, next we have Mom. You have any good news to share?
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew 12:22-37. Good fruit or bad? In the contemporary world, where manufactured substitutes are common, folks own the public as the real thing, and where so-called alternative value and behavior are urged upon us as ligament, ways of independent expression. What is truly real and valuable become increasingly uncertain. We are bombarded from every direction with claims and counterclaims of what matters and why. Our children are even more confused because of the truth that we will often them seem old-fashioned and inconvenient. It is sometimes difficult to explain, but so important to understand why some things are wrong because they're original or evil. And some things will always be right because they process from what is right. The fruit can be no better than the tree from which it comes. God is the source of all grace and all purpose. Good is whatever proceeds from God and fulfills his image of righteousness. All else is chaff, the playthings of a perverse imagination. God grant us the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Mom, for that reading out of Matthew. I will go next, and I'm going to try to make this really short. Again, it's just sharing some words of wisdom from my pastor, Wade Doctrine. And the title is One True Walk with God. God is bigger than our circumstances, and we can trust in his words and him. God stands for truth, and his truth is what he says. So we as Christians have to show the world that God is our source of everything. COVID-19 is a great opportunity for us to work for the Lord. We need to walk the talk and be about Father's business. This is a time to console those that are fearful for what's going on in the world. This is a time to bring people to Jesus. And as we talked about before, we talked about Psalms 91, the hedge of protection. And I hope we all are still doing that. Loretta gave us a challenge to do that every morning, but I really think we all should make sure we're doing that every day that we wake up. Put that hedge of protection on us as we walk out the door. Because we need to believe it, and we need to say it. We need to stop talking about it, and we need to be about it. Walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead and pray for our sick and children. I just want to know before I go into that, do we have any new names that we want to add to our list? Do we have any new names that we want to add to our list? Okay, if you would bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut-in family and friends. But we have a special prayer for Auntie Wileen, Kamisha, and Joseph. We know Jesus is the Lord of our life. We know that sickness and disease have no power over us. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. For God sent his word and healed us in Psalms 107:20. Therefore, we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our bodies because the life of God flows within us, bringing healing to every fiber of our being. And that's Matthew 8:17. Lord, give them strength in their weakness, faith in their fear, and power in their powerlessness. Lord, we're trusting in you and declare they are healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
All righty. Moving right along, we'll acknowledge our birthday for this week, and we're talking about today, June 14th through Saturday, June 20th. The two birthdays that I have are June 17th, Matthew, and then on June 20th, we have Kenneth Nellum.
What day, Kenneth? Did you say that?
Huh?
What day you say Kenneth is?
On the 20th of June. Are there any other birthdays? Okay. I see Betty, if you do us the honor of singing that happy birthday song.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead on to our last second round table, and this is basically for any testimonies, poems, or songs that you would like to share, or if there's a special Bible verse on your heart you would like to share as well. If not, just say pass and I'll call your name. I'm going to start off with Hubert.
Yes, I have a phrase for it. Brian's youngest son, Jameer, had a birthday party yesterday. Turned out real nice. It's good to see him fighting to take control of his toys from the rest of the kids. They thought that their birthday was being celebrated and the gift was for them. But the gift was for Brian's son, Jameer, and he fought for him being 1 year old. He felt like doing it with him. So I enjoyed myself a whole lot watching that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Yep.
All righty. Thanks for sharing here, Bruce. All righty. Next, I have Loretta.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie.
I have a show up something. The Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a communion of love. The work of the Father was creation. The Son was salvation. And the Holy Spirit was sanctification. So with these three Trinities, there are distinction and yet unity. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for sharing. That's very beautiful. Auntie Carrie. Next we have Auntie Betty.
I'm going to read the Christian pledge. I'm persuaded by the teaching of the Blessed Bible, by daily reading, meditation, and communion with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to live an upright Christian life, to practice teaching in my dealings with my fellow man, to dedicate my talents and give up my time, influence, and means of teaching and spreading the Christian religion at home and abroad. To win souls through personal service for Christ. To encourage and help enlistment of young people in Christian work. And make my home a center of Christian life and love. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that Christian pledge, Auntie Betty. Okay. And next I have Mom.
I pass.
All righty. Auntie
Dot. I'm going to read a little short one. Good night, giggles, and grace. I really messed up. Dear God, I really messed up big this time. And Mom said, that's if enough. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Lord. This growing up is tough. Amen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Amen, amen. That was beautiful. All right, well, that concludes our second round. Before we go into the closing, we'd like to find any parts for next week. We have Joshua 15.
I will.
Okay, we got Hubert for that. The opening prayer.
I'll take that. I'll take care.
I'll take care. And then we have the closing prayer. Any volunteers for that? Alrighty. Okay. Okay, well then we'll go ahead with Hubert and leading us with our closing prayer.
I know, Lord, that all my happiness comes from your mercy. So I pray that you be merciful to me. I ask you, Lord, to continue to call your face to shine upon us. Partner us for all our Lord, I need your grace and blessing. Everything that we have, everything that we need comes from you and you alone. Most of all, we need you. We need to know you. we need to have the light of your face shine on me. So, Father, show grace to us. Bless us abundantly and help us to remember that you gave your blessing that we might be a blessing to others. Lord, show us your ways that we may humbly teach your ways to others. Thank you, Lord, for saving our lives now and eternity, that we might give my life for the salvation of others. Father, help us to look so intently on the gift you have given us that I will no longer seek your face. Help us to not cling to our blessings so tightly that I can't open my hand to give to others. Help us to trust your sufficiency, your abundance, and that whatever is for your glory is ultimately for our good, no matter the cost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
All righty. I'm going to do our last worship song. The title of it is called The Blessing, and it's by Kari Job and Cody Carnes. I'm not going to speak much of it because she's going to let you know where the song derived from. So just kind of listen. One thing that I do like about this song, one of my visions that I'm striving for this year, is about family. So this just really touched my heart. So I hope it touched yours.
Amen.
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 We got together with Pastor Chris and Pastor Stephen on Thursday just to go in after the presence of God and try to pin lyrics and melodies. After a couple of hours, it just felt like the presence of God just stopped everything. And we wrote a song called The Blessing. And it's straight from Scripture. And it's the heart of the Father over us as his kids. And we're going to sing it this morning, if that's okay. And this is a blessing over you and your family and your children. So just receive this morning. Just put your hands out in front of you. Turn your heart to a place of just receiving the blessing of heaven from God himself over you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
That comes to the conclusion of our program. We would like to thank everyone for attending and sharing. Again, you could have chosen to be doing anything else besides being here, but you chose to gather with us and bless us with your presence and God's word. In closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time, and we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone have a blessed week.
Amen.
Love you all. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you all. Good night.